Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching focusing on living in perilous times was recorded at our 2008 Southern California Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
You know, let me go back to this example of when I had this experience with the Lord. I was in college, going to college, and I was doing it because that's what you're supposed to do after you get out of high school. I didn't know what I was majoring in. I was a math major because that was my best subject. And so I was just taking courses. I didn't have any direction for my life. But for 18 months, I'd been praying and asking God to show me what He wanted me to do with my life. Then I had this encounter, and I mean instantly my desires changed. And I hated school. Prior to that time, I loved school. I was excited about going to college. You know, I was out on my own. I was doing my own thing, and it was exciting. But when I fell in love with the Lord, I hated going to school. I don't know if I could say that strong enough to let you know how I feel about that. I hated going to school. And when I find, you know, I bet you for 15 years, I used to have nightmares about being in school. And, you know, the bell would be ringing, and I didn't know where my books were. I didn't know where my locker was. I didn't know where my class was. And I used to wake up in cold sweats dreaming about going back to school. I hated school. I'd love school prior to that. This wasn't something that was normal. I believe that the Lord put a holy dissatisfaction in me for school. And so, I was real young. I was 18 years old. I had just had this encounter with the Lord, and I just spoke up and said, "Man, I'm quitting school." And my mother, I was still living at home, my mother didn't care for that very much. Everybody in my family was educated. They were teachers, and man, that was it. And she hit the roof. Plus, I was getting $350 a month Social Security from my father's death when I was 12 years old, as long as I stayed in school. If I quit school, I lost $350 a month. And this is during the height of the Vietnam War. The draft was in place. I had a student deferment. And if I stayed in school, I was guaranteed to stay out of the draft. If I quit, it's a one-way trip to Vietnam. There was a lot of reasons not to quit school. And when I said I was going to quit school, boy, the feathers hit the fan. My mother started sicking people on me. My youth director came against me. Everybody, she actually had a pastor follow me around for 3 weeks and tell me I was of the devil and how dare you do this. And so because of all of these criticisms and influence, I stayed in school for 2 months. After I had decided that I wanted out of school, and I hated it. I mean, I hated school. I can't even talk about that without getting emotional. I knew that I wasn't supposed to be in school, but it made sense that I was supposed to be in school. And so anyway, I kept doing it, and I just hated it. I got to where I'd go to class and fall asleep and just put my head down and sleep through class. And anyway, it's a long, long story. But so this went on for a couple of months, and I was over at my friend's house every night. Man, we were studying the Word and praying, and God was doing awesome things, and we were seeing miracles, and things were beginning to happen. But every day I'd have to get up and go to school, and it just nearly ruined my whole day. I couldn't wait to get out of there till I could start studying the Word and praying and meeting with my friends and doing stuff. And one night I was over at their house, and the Lord, and we were studying. We read James chapter 4, I believe verse 23. Let me see if that's, it's either, I just had a brain cloud. I think it's James chapter 4, verse 23. It couldn't be that. It's not 23 verses. James 4:17 says, "Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him, it is sin." And this scripture, God just spoke to me through the Word. Now see, this will show you the balance between the Word and the Spirit. The Spirit will take scriptures and quicken them to you and use the Word to guide you and direct you. And all of a sudden, I realized, you know what? I wasn't in faith. There's another verse, Romans 14:23. How about that one? Put up Romans 14:23, Carol. It's a combination of these two. It's a combination of these two verses. He that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he eateth not of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. And God took that phrase, whatsoever is not of faith is sin. And it just, I mean, it hit me like a ton of bricks that I wasn't in faith going to school. I had said that I believed God wanted me to quit school. I didn't want to go to school, and I had started in that direction. But because of the criticism and all of these external things, I was doing something that was contrary to what I felt was God's leading in my life. And the Lord used Romans 14:23 to say, whatsoever is not of faith is sin. And it just dawned on me that since my heart wasn't in it, and I really didn't believe that that was what God's perfect plan for my life was, I was in sin. And man, when I saw that, I was overwhelmed. Normally we would stay up till 11, 12, 1 o'clock studying the Word, praying and doing stuff. And man, I told them, it was like 8 o'clock, I said, I'm going home. I said, I'm in sin. And I'm not going to be in sin tomorrow. I said, I'm going to find out what God's will is, and either I'm going to stay in school and start doing it by faith and put my whole heart in it, and God's changing my attitudes, or I'm getting out of school. But I said, I will not be in sin tomorrow. And I went home, and I began to start studying the Word and praying, and I said, Father, I'm sorry. I repent for not being in faith and not doing things with my whole heart. And I said, tomorrow I'm not going to be in sin. I'm coming to a decision tonight. And I started studying and praying. And look at this verse over in Colossians chapter 2. This is a scripture that the Lord spoke to me that very night. This is back in 1968. And in Colossians chapter 2. And in it's Colossians chapter 3, I believe it is. Colossians chapter 3. Verse 15, it says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. And as I was praying and saying, God, what do I do? I had a desire not to be in school. I had a desire that God had something else for my life. But my mother and the government and Social Security and finances and war and everything else seemed like it was forcing me to go in a different direction. And I was weighing this and trying to figure out, God, what is really right? What is the right thing to do? And the Lord spoke to me through this verse, and he said, let the peace of God rule in your heart. I looked that word rule up in the Greek, and it's the word that we get umpire from. In other words, just like in baseball, you throw the ball and the umpire looks at it and he just makes a decision. And once the decision is made, you can't sit there and say, maybe I was wrong. You know, let's change that ball to a strike. No, you can't do it. Once you make a decision, it's done. And you don't sit there and ask a bunch of people for their opinion. You know, the umpire doesn't sit there and say, all right, crowd, do you think that was a ball or a strike? You know, an umpire, you just have to make a decision. There is no choice. Make a decision. Let the Word of Christ dwell in you. Let the peace of God rule, umpire. Just make a decision in your heart. And so what I took from that, I felt like it's very similar to Psalms chapter 37, verse 4. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. The Lord was telling me, what do you have the most peace about? What is it that when you consider your options gives you peace? What is it that you're excited about? And, you know, when I thought about it, well, there was no doubt that the most peace I had was in quitting school. That's what I felt like God was wanting me to do. I felt like that's what God led me to do. But because I had listened to all of these other people, I really wasn't sure. I was skeptical. I had fear in me. I didn't want to go to Vietnam. I didn't want to be drafted and go to Vietnam. I didn't want to lose $350 a month. I didn't want to be kicked out of my church. And some of you may think this is an exaggeration, but they had literally said that if I quit school, that they might kick me out of the church, that I was not representing God. That couldn't be God. And they had threatened me with that. I'd lost friends over this. And you know what? When I considered it, there wasn't total peace in any direction. But the Lord said, let the peace of God rule, umpire. You got to make a decision. And so here's the way I did it. I said, God, I don't have 100% peace with any of my choices. But here's what I did. I said, if this was a life and death decision, which it could have been, going to Vietnam could have been life and death. If it's a life and death decision, if somebody had a gun to my head, and if I made the wrong decision, they were going to kill me, which decision would I make? Well, I didn't have total peace, but I knew the one that I had the most peace about. And so I said, that's it. I said, to the best of my ability, I believe that God has taken away my desire to be in school. He's led me in a different direction, and I'm going to obey the Spirit of God based on letting the peace of God rule in my heart. And I made a decision that I was going to quit school, and I went to bed. The next morning I got up, I went to the three people who at that time were the most influential in my life. Now, my mother had already said, if God told you to quit school, then it's okay with me. But she didn't believe God told me, and so she was 100% against it. But she had already opened that door that if God told you. So it was all incumbent upon me to make a decision. Did God tell me to do it? And so the next day I went to my youth director, who was one of the most influential persons in my life. And he had jumped on me like a chicken on a June bug when I told him that God wanted me to quit school. He says, how dare you do this? And man, he was mad. He was mean to me. It was bad. And I went to him and I told him, I said, I've made my decision. And he said, what is it? And I said, God told me to quit school. And he says, you know what? I'm behind you. I'll support you. And I said, you will? Man, I was shocked. But he was supportive. And then there was this lady who was a school teacher. And she was one of my mother's good friends. And she was a Christian. And I had known her when I was in high school. And I had just met her on the street or something. I forgot how I talked to her. But anyway, she had heard about it. And because my mother was her good friend and my mother was a school teacher. And, she thought she was supporting my mother. This woman just basically told me, that is of the devil. You are totally of the devil. How dare you do this thing? I walked into her classroom and I just spoke to her and I said, Mrs. Ellis, God has spoken to me and I've got a word from God and I'm quitting school. I don't care if it costs me whatever. And I was braced for her response. And she looked at me and started crying. And she said, I'd give anything to be in your shoes. And I don't know for sure that I've ever done what God told me to do. She says, I've just done what, life dealt me, and she says, I'd give anything to know that God was speaking to me. And she says, would you pray for me? And I wound up ministering to her.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to live through perilous times. This teaching series was recorded at our 2008 Southern California Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM232 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The 5th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the 5th teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.